Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
University MBA program sees surge in students. By Ruth Campbell, R-C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L at OAOA.com. University of Texas Permian Basin's Masters of Business Administration program is seeing a surge of students. We have about 700 students in our MBA program right now, Dean of the College of Business, Stephen Beach, said. Want to thank Dr. Anshu Saran for his incredible efforts. Saran is the director of the MBA program, and Raj Dakshinamurthy, new Associate Vice President for Research and Dean of Graduate Studies, also is part of the team. Beach said the MBA program is the largest one at UTPB right now, even bigger than engineering. The University of Texas brand, along with the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business, AACSB accreditation, also has helped the program grow. Our MBA is the largest. Our bachelor's in management is the second largest program on campus right now. Our college is thriving, Beach said. Saran said the program started 5 years ago, and the number of hours needed to graduate has been reduced to 36 hours. It was 48 hours previously. For those who have an undergraduate degree in business, it can go down to 30 hours, Saran said. We also have emphasis in marketing, finance, accounting, and energy, which is an added advantage and gives the students the ability to specialize in an area of their choice within the MBA program, Saran said. Saran added that the programs have been updated. Some courses have been changed out and new courses introduced, such as business and marketing analytics and specializations, like marketing, finance, accounting, and energy. Because the Permian Basin is the epicenter of energy business in the United States, and probably the world, Saran said these concentrations and specializations are popular and useful for people in the area. With the switch to online, Beach said, a lot of people are trying to ramp up their careers. He noted that the online classes mirror the in-person versions. A general MBA works for a lot of people, but other folks really want that specialization. So the fact that we have these specializations in those various areas really caters to their interests, Beach said. Another factor in the uptick is that the majority of students are online. Beach said they work with an online program manager that helps to market the program. As a result, they have a huge number of students from the Permian Basin, but another third of the enrollment is from the rest of Texas, and about another 20% that are from outside the state, Beach said. There are a few international students, but not online. Most of those are on campus, Beach said. An MBA can help with the trajectory of someone's career, he added. What we see with the economic downturn concerns about that, people who have degrees in other areas want an opportunity maybe to move into management. Regardless of what type of work you do, you're in a business, and so the acumen to understand the financial statements, to understand how money is managed for the firm, the operations, are all things that benefit you, regardless of whatever industry you happen to be working in. And so, particularly as folks want to move up in the ranks, they're going to do so. We just recently saw that all these tech firms that have been proud of their development, not relying on MBAs, are now hiring a whole lot of MBAs as their firms are maturing, and they understand that they need to be managed more than just grown. And so they are on a huge hiring spree for all of these high-tech firms that were primarily focusing on the coders and the creatives and the like. Now they want either those folks to go back and get their MBAs, or they're hiring in MBAs from graduate programs, Beach said. Sarin said roughly about 80% of their students are gainfully employed. A substantial portion of those students are going for an MBA because their employees want them to do it. And some of them are paying for it because I get requests from students that, please, can I have my grade by so-and-so date? So, of course, I have to submit to my employer for tuition reimbursement. This is not an unusual thing, Sarin said. Beach said oftentimes an MBA is truly the last degree that these students look to achieve, as opposed to master's degrees in other areas that are mainly preparing people to go on for doctoral studies.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. This article is entitled, Community Leaders Lay Out Top Priorities. Mayor, it's going to be a voter-decided issue as we move forward, if it's going to be anything that's going to matter. By Stuart Doreen. Elected leaders of Midland's taxing entities offered a glimpse of their priorities as the community heads out of a pandemic. And those in attendance at the Midland Chamber of Commerce's State of Midland event Tuesday at the Bush Convention Center heard their leaders offer a long list. City of Midland. Mayor Patrick Payton rattled off priorities that aren't likely to surprise many, including roads and infrastructure and improvements in Southeast Midland and downtown. He then transitioned to quality of life, repeated comments made during a Midland Liberty Leadership Council mayoral forum last month. He said West Texas should be a model for health and recreation opportunities, saying there is a generation ready to step up to the plate to make that happen. It is shameful that people have to travel elsewhere to have better experiences with parks, he said. He told those in attendance that those wanting first-class facilities can't be afraid to dream. We can do this. We have to do this, he said. Payton then said there was no pride in being a low-tax community if there is an opportunity to have high-value facilities. It just comes down to if we are willing to pay for it. Payton acknowledged that the budget process will allow for voters to approve any significant tax increase because of legislation passed 2 years ago. Well, I think really, when you even start talking about taxation, the reality is that we're not going to have any kind of tax raise without a vote. Because it's not going to be an irrelevant tax raise, Payton said afterwards. So there's no worry about that conversation. Because voters oftentimes in the past have complained, well, they just raise taxes and don't care what we think. Well, okay, we got to show you what we're going to do. And if you approve of it, then here we go. And that's why I'm not worried about that conversation. It's going to be a voter-decided issue as we move forward if it's going to be anything that's going to matter. Midland County. County Judge Terry Johnson said county officials used the downtime during the pandemic to finish out two courtrooms, and that should help as trials start up. He said services are the focus, as are the country's ambitious road program and efforts to get water to those outside the city. He also said county leaders are examining needs having to do with the jail and law enforcement building. He said that the county assistance tax that commissioners voted to put on the November ballot could bring in roughly $30 million a year. And he says that could be used for law enforcement, a sheriff's substation, a minor emergency trauma unit, animal shelter facilities, and to free up money in the general fund. Hospital District. Inside the Midland County Hospital District, Board President Jeff Beard complimented Midland Health staff for proactive efforts to make Midland a healthier community. He said that in less than a decade, Midland had moved into the top 10% of the state's healthiest communities. He said the community's efforts to have younger people running around and enjoying fresh air will continue to pay dividends. Beard also pointed out physical buildings and doctor recruitment will remain top priorities. The hospital district benefited in 2020 from the voters' decision to increase the sales tax to a quarter cent. to use for community health care services funding, including nonprofits, the Midland Community Health Care Services, contracted physicians, mental health services, ER calls, and Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. Midland ISD. MISD's priority, according to Board President Brian Murray, is literacy and improving deficiencies that became known under former Superintendent Ann Dixon. The budget for the upcoming school year, he said, includes money for literacy strategists. He also said a focal point will be attacking early learning and the word deficits that some students have when they enter the district. At an event Monday, current Superintendent Angelica Ramsey said that deficit could top 1 million words. Murray also said employee recruitment and retention was a priority. We need to become the best employer in the city, he said. But he added, again, like Ramsey said Monday, student outcomes is our goal. Midland College. At Midland College, Board President Paul Morris talked about financial stability and keeping enrollment up. He said that the student population remains 60% female, which is a change from other downturns when men typically make up closer to 50% of the student population.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, May 6th, 2021. Obituaries. Betty Darlene Lowry, Crane. Betty Darlene Lowry, 61, of Crane, died unexpectedly May 1st, 2021, at Crane Memorial Hospital. She was born November 16, 1959, in Odessa, to John R. Long and Alice Alford Long. Betty was preceded in death by her parents, John and Alice, her stepfather, Donald Glover, brothers Royce and Kevin Long, sister Donna Glover, and niece Alicia Long. Betty is survived by her husband, Evan Lowry, son Cord Lowry, his wife Carrie Ann Lowry, and children Seth and Zachary of Crane, son Jacob Lowry, his fiancée Samantha Milligan, and children Brooklyn, Tanner, and Hensley of Crane, brother Johnny Long, his wife Danya of Round Rock, sisters Kathy Long of Odessa, Michelle Thole, her husband Patrick of San Antonio, Lisa Glover of Mineral Wells, Jamie Lovell, her husband Michael of Cleburne, and many nieces and nephews. While there will not be a formal service, the family will receive guests and have a time of remembrance of Betty on Saturday, May 8th. From 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the First Baptist Church Fellowship Hall in Crane, Texas. Ruthie Nadine Ruth Jones Sellers, Odessa. Ruthie Nadine Jones was born in Rochester, Texas on April 20, 1925, to the late John Oliver Jones and Ida Lavinia Frazier. She married Roy Sellers, Jr. in Haskell, Texas on May 23, 1942, and they built a family having three boys and a lifetime of love and adventure. Those left to cherish her love and memory are her sons, Philip Sellers and wife Jody of Hayesville, Kansas, Roger Sellers and wife Jackie of Granbury, Texas, and John Sellers and wife Annette of Odessa, Texas, as well as 11 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Those preceding her are her husband, Roy Sellers, parents John Oliver Jones and Ida Lavinia Frazier Jones, and 10 brothers and sisters. A memorial visitation will be held at Acres West Funeral Chapel on Friday evening, May 7th, 2021, from 5 to 9 p.m., please come to share good memories with the family. Memorial services will be held at Acres West Funeral Chapel on Saturday, May 8, 2021, at 10 a.m., officiated by Brother Kerry Jones. Arrangements are entrusted to Acres West, and condolences to the family may be sent online at acreswestfuneral.com. death notices. Joel Abalos, Midland. Joel Abalos, 59, of Midland, Texas, died Monday, May 3rd, 2021, in Midland. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m., May 7th, 2021, at Life Challenge United Pentecostal Church, 4500 North Grandview Avenue, Odessa, Texas. Pastor Dan Smeltzer is officiating. Arrangements are by Llewellyn Garcia Pipkin Funeral Home of Midland. Ernest Ramos Garcia, Jr., Odessa. Ernest Ramos Garcia, Jr., 66, of Odessa, Texas, died Friday, April 30th, 2021, in Odessa, Texas. Funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m. Friday, May 7th, 2021, at Martinez Funeral Home outside Chapel. Burial will follow at a later date. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Rudy Molina, Odessa. Rudy Molina, 53, of Odessa, died Tuesday, April 27th, 2021, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. on Friday, May 7th, 2021, at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Father Bernardito Gettigan is officiating. Arrangements are by Frank W. Wilson Funeral Directors of Odessa. Ear-popping jaw pain, TMJ. Dear Dr. Roach, I have seen several doctors for my TMJ. My primary doctor and dentist, an ear, nose, and throat doctor, the dental hygienist, and also Ask Google. I am a 73-year-old female and have had this problem on the left side of my face for at least a couple of years. It started with pain in my left ear that can last for 10 minutes or all day. Now, for months, when I eat almost anything, my left jaw makes a popping sound. Anybody sitting next to me can hear it. The only thing I do is press my cheek with my hand to make it stop and continue with the meal. The popping does not hurt, but the ear aching does. My ENT said the jaw is a joint, like your knee or elbow, and it can pop and also have arthritis in it. He suggested I ask my dentist for help, because he's the expert on this. I did, and he knew of nothing that would help me. My primary said the only thing she could suggest is to hold warm compresses on my cheek. Please tell me what I can do for relief, or even possibly some sort of physical therapy. VC. Answer. Your ENT specialist is quite correct that the temporomandibular joint, like any joint, may develop problems. However, the movement of the lower jaw on the upper jaw is unlike any other joint, so the TMJ may develop unique problems. TMJ problems affect up to 25% of people and are a major cause of lost work. They are more common in women. People who overuse their jaw, tooth grinding, gum chewing, are more likely to develop TMJ issues, but the factors influencing development of TMJ pain and how it is experienced by the person are complex. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, May 6th. Boyfriend makes a grab for woman's child tax credit. Dear Abby, my daughter received her tax refund recently. It amounted to $8,700. Approximately $5,000 is for overpaying on taxes. Approximately $3,000 is the child tax credit she receives for her two children. Her boyfriend, the father of the two boys, thinks he's entitled to some of her money. Now, I understand the child tax credit is given for financial help for the children. My daughter and I agree that the $5,000 is hers exclusively, as she is the one who paid those taxes. As far as the child tax credit is concerned, her boyfriend thinks that he should be entitled to at least half of that because he's the father. We think because she is the one paying for the year's health insurance, doctor copays, prescriptions, and most of the diapers, wipes, pull-ups, and other incidentals, it should be all hers. Don't get me wrong, her boyfriend does contribute to the household and is a great guy. They split most of the bills. After 5 years, this is their first big disagreement. He chooses to get money during the year, so of course he gets a lower tax refund at the end of the year. FYI, she pays less for the baby supplies because she works at a well-known warehouse. He contributes when they are low by picking up some at the grocery store. What advice do you have? Signed, Money Woes in the East. Dear Money Woes, watch your daughter's great boyfriend closely because his stance is troubling. Because he's the father, exclamation point, doesn't mean he has a right to any portion of the child tax credit. If he needs reimbursement for the items he picks up for his children at the grocery store, your daughter should repay him out of her salary, not by forking over half of her tax credit. That money is intended for the kids, not for any one parent. If things aren't clear enough, consider putting the tax credit money in a separate account. Dear Abby, my brother Frank passed away last month. He didn't have any underlying medical conditions, so it was a shock. My problem is, when I was 9 and he was 14, he used to molest me while my mother was working. For years, I never told anyone, but when I was 40, I told my mom and big brother. Both of them believed me. For the past 5 years, I had been there for Frank and his daughter, but I was always waiting for an apology from him that never came. Now it's all I dwell on. How can I move past this and try to remember the good times? Signed, Perplexed in California. Dear Perplexed, your religious advisor may be able to help you with that. However, if you are not religious, it may take some sessions with a licensed mental health professional. Your niece, Frank's daughter, should be asked if her father ever did anything that made her uncomfortable, because if he did, she may need professional help.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Thursday, May 6, 2021. You are warm, charming, and sociable. You are also eloquent and persuasive. As your new year begins, you're entering a year of learning and teaching. This is why you will expand your world through reading, studying, and travel. However, you also might train or teach others as well. Whatever you learn now will boost your success for the coming year. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic, 4, positive, 3, average, 2, so-so, 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 3 stars. Today you have strong feelings about your finances and your belongings. You might want to explore new uses for something you own. You will certainly feel attached to what you own. My precious. You also might be excited about a money-making idea. If shopping, you'll want to buy pretty things. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 4 stars. Your relationships with others are intense today. In fact, you might be surprised at how emotionally intense they are. Possibly you will attract someone to you who is also emotionally intense, and this leads to a new romance. This will be a memorable day for you. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 3 stars. Some of you will be involved in a passionate secret love affair today. Many of you will be involved in something that is secretive. Whatever is happening, it's as if this situation or another person has a magical hold over you. Pretty heady stuff. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 3 stars. Your relations with a friend or a member of a group will be powerful today. In fact, for some of you, a friend will become a lover. Whatever the case, your involvement with others might be life-changing or transformative in some way. It will be a learning experience. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 3 stars. Some of you might develop a deep crush on a boss or a member of authority today. No matter how hard you try to shake it, you can't. You admire this person because of his or her power, knowledge, or influence. Meanwhile, others will be asked for their creative advice on something. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. You might fall in love with someone who is different today. Others will passionately want to travel somewhere, especially someplace beautiful. Or perhaps you will delight in seeing art exhibits because your appreciation of beauty is heightened. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 3 stars. Your physical passions are strong today. It's a memorable day for some couples. However, you will feel just as passionate about financial matters, especially regarding shared property or the wealth of someone else. Perhaps even envy. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Today, you will attract someone strong and powerful to you. Hi, Darth. You might want to express your feelings to this person. You also might have deep, profound insights into the relationship. Or a new relationship might flourish that is almost magical. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 3 stars. Today, you might have strong ideas about how to improve your health, or possibly how to introduce reforms and improvements to your job. Either way, these ideas are important to you. You intend to follow through on them because you want to do things in a better way. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. This is a passionate day for romance, definitely. Actually, it's a passionate day for all aspects of your world. You have strong feelings about children, the arts, and sports, as well as strong feelings about demanding your own freedom and independence. Wow! Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. Family discussions will be intense today. In all likelihood, you will come up with improvements on how to make your home more beautiful. You might even come up with ways to improve family relationships. People are more ready to express their affection for each other today. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. This is a powerful day because something will happen that makes you truly appreciate your surroundings. You appreciate who you are and where you are. You also appreciate the people in your life. It's so easy to get lost in what you want in the future and fail to appreciate what you have right now. Astrologer Georgia Nichols.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.